Morning in the 40th chapter. Words that have already been read for your hearing. Has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Supporting scripture, Romans 8, 28 through 31. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. 30 years ago, I stood and I gave a text, God is. By the grace and the mercy of God, this day, based on those verses that I read to you, we speak from the thought, God is still in control. God is still in control. Here we are at the first Sunday of the last month of the year. We all know that a lot of things has transpired from the first Sunday of January to this moment right now. But from January to December, some way, somehow, the Lord has worked some things out for us. There are those of us that really didn't know how we were going to make it, but we walked by faith. We trust God, and we knew that some way, somehow, the Lord was going to work it out. Some of you have been without a job all year long. But some way, somehow, God has allowed somebody or some way or means for you to be fed when you got hungry. Most of us in here got a roof over our head. We got a lot to be thankful for this morning. But when I think from January, the first Sunday of January, to right now, and in the first Sunday of January, most of us made promises to God. We made promises to ourselves and to family members, and we said we were going to do things just a little bit different. And most of us know that in those days from January to December, we had some good days, and God knows we had some bad days. We had trouble, we had trials and tribulations, but God has still been right there. And I thank God that when we began to think about or reminisce about the days that bring us joy, those days when our hearts were happy, those days when we had a smile on our face. See, I learned to appreciate the good days. Sometimes we dwell too much on our bad days. We dwell too much on our problems and our circumstances and situations that tend to get us down. Those things that make us scratch our head and worry sometimes. Sometimes we talk about that just too much. Sometimes we give that too much attention. We give that too much of our time. We got to learn how to walk by faith. And when we walk by faith, we are walking believing that some way, somehow, God is going to work it out. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. So I cannot see, Brother Bobo, how he's going to work it out. But if I let him lead and direct my path, can I get some help in here this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. See, I don't know about you, but I'm going to praise him anyhow. I don't care about the devil trying to attack the body, because the body belongs to the Lord my God. Hallelujah. When I began to talk about Jesus, it made me forget about the physical condition and realize that I got a spiritual condition that needs the Lord work. Life is full of uncertainties, and none of us know what we may have to endure or deal with at any given moment. Right now, everything's all right. Not a care in the world, or you may have a lot of cares, but right now, as things are, they could be worse. In a moment, things can just change. It can be a phone call. It can be a car accident. It could be a fall down on the ground. It could be just anything could happen. You could just fall over in the seat. I wonder how many of you think you got the power to say, I'm going to be here for however many days, and I'm going to be this strong, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. You are not going to do anything unless God gives you the strength and the power. There are folk right now that got a mind to get up, but their body won't let them get up. And then there are people walking around, got their mind, and they got everything working, but they just don't know where they are. Anybody know any lost folk this morning? Bible says everything that have breath ought to praise the Lord. Have you praised God this morning? You ought to pinch yourself and make sure you still counted amongst the living. Because the God that I serve, every now and again, you ought to feel something. Every now and again, God ought to be good enough to you to whether you ought to be ready to tell God thank you. He is a mighty God. The God I serve, he's everywhere at one time. I'm not present. He can be right here and all the way across the country. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thanksgiving has come and gone. And we are officially in what we call the holiday season. Holiday season. Time of joy, a time of happiness. Time of fun and laughter, a time to share with your friends and your family. But for some, it's a time of loneliness. It's a time of sadness. It's a time of stress. Sometimes when the holiday season come around, some folk get stressed plumb out. Don't have any joy because they are so worried about the material things that they are not able to acquire. But let me take you back to where I come from. Where I come from, I was told that if you wake up Christmas morning and the blood's still running warm in your veins and God still allow his breath to be in your body, then that's the greatest gift of all. What do I want for Christmas? I want to be alive. Anything else is just icing on the cake. We got our children sitting around making up a wish list. I wish they'd act right. I wish they'd have more respect. I wish that they'd be appreciative of the things that they got. I wish that they realize that everything that they got is a blessing from the Lord. I ain't trying to kill nobody Christmas, and I ain't trying to hurt your children, but you better tell them more than Santa Claus. You better find Santa Jesus. You don't be good, Santa Claus not coming. You don't be good, this coming. Grown folk worried about Christmas. Yeah. We'll get more into that later on in the month. But today, as I mentioned to you earlier, 30 years ago, in this very same spot, not this podium, God blessed us to get some new stuff, but this same spot, at 6 p.m., Fowles Chapel Baptist Church, along with Dr. F.D. Betts, allowed me a space to preach what we called at that time, preachers, a trial sermon. In that trial sermon, I had to show some kind of proof that it was God's intent that I carry the good news. On that day, I recall it just like it was yesterday. To a lot of folk, it might have not meant much, but to me, it meant a whole lot. And that's why I can really remember even the night before that Sunday. You hear me talk about all the time, my favorite two things I like to do is to eat and to sleep. All right. On that Saturday night before the first Sunday of December 1980, I could not eat. I could not sleep. All I could think about was at 6 o'clock tomorrow, I got to stand and declare the word of God. I came to church on that Sunday morning and Dr. Betts told me, said, today I want you to go home. Don't go sing with the choir. All right. But you go home and you meditate and you pray and you get back down here at least by 5:30. All right. Meet me in the study. And I did just what he told me to do. And I got back to the study. I think I combed and brushed my little bit of hair all that 30 minutes. I could not be still. I just wandered and pondered, and the church was completely full. The choir stand was overpacked. Then after all the singing, all the praises, and all of a sudden, Dr. Betts got up, and he gave an introduction, and he said, now it's your time. I stood in this very same spot, and the very first words that came out of my mouth, welcome to the first day of the rest of my life. Because I realized that when I stood and declared that I would carry the gospel, it was going to be a lifelong journey. Brigitte, I wonder, anybody crazy enough every now and again, are you still preaching? Sometimes when that question comes my way, hey, look at him. I'm still living. So I'm still preaching. As I told you earlier, that day after I gave scripture, my text was entitled, God Is. All right. We didn't have the modern technology that we have today. But I thank God for Reverend Harvey Lanier. He was my brother in the ministry. Reverend Lanier had a little tape recorder, and he taped my initial message. Years later, I listened one day. I don't know where it is now. But I listened to that tape. Oh, I thank God for your patience. I think I preached about 5 or 6 messages, Charles, in that one little message. I didn't know no better. All I knew was God gave me an opportunity and called me to preach. So I just opened my mouth and I kept talking until I couldn't say no more. But when I listened to it after I learned better and had grown a little bit, I said, Lord, I done went all over the Bible. But how can you go wrong with God is? God is all over the Bible. Years later, by the grace and mercy of God, I stand as a witness to say God still is. He's the one in control. The Bible teaches that many are called, but few are chosen. I feel like one of those that were chosen. Out of all of the children growing up in this church, God chose me to be my pastor's son. Y'all don't know. That's a blessing. It's a blessing that I don't take lightly. I thank God for my leader, my pastor, my father in the ministry, and the one who taught me how to be a preacher. I thank God for the one that walked before me and told me that don't worry about the folk, but you preach the word. Preach it in season and out of season. Preach it when they want to hear it and when they don't want to hear it. My pastor said, everybody not going to like you, but preach the hell out of them. If I could talk to him today, I'd tell him I'm still trying. When I think about the fact that we have an opportunity, I have an opportunity to proclaim the word of God. And when I think about proclaiming the word of God, I realize that the Bible declares all have sinned and come short of his glory. And no matter how saved you are, in this life you are going to have trials and tribulations. But Jesus said, be of good cheer, for I have already overcome the world. See, Jesus realized that circumstances are going to come in your life, but God will give you power to overcome the circumstances. I thank God this morning because God is yet still in control. I know that sometimes things may get bleak, but if you trust the power of God, God has a way of making everything work out in his own favor. There are times in being in the ministry that we have to proclaim the gospel. And sometimes we have to talk to a suffering people. Sometimes we have to talk to people that are going through that don't know how they're going to make it. Sometimes we have to talk and preach to a people that have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And sometimes when we realize that we're in a bad situation, we still got to declare the word of God, and it has to be just like it is in the Bible. I'm reminded of the prophet Isaiah this morning. Isaiah had the task of proclaiming the gospel to a people that have failed by the wayside. They had stopped doing what God wanted them to do. And they began to serve other gods. And they realized that they have even gotten themselves into captivity. But we have to realize that the prophet Isaiah realized that not only will God go with you through your rough time, but God is a God that will be there to comfort you. Whenever things are going bad in your life, God will be a comfort to you. Whenever Isaiah began to proclaim, Isaiah was a great prophet, and the prophet had the power, the gift to tell you about something that was going to happen in the future. So now when we look at the 40th chapter of Isaiah, the message here is beginning to change. At one time, Isaiah just preached messages of judgment. He preached messages to let them know that you got to get back in line with God. But when we get to the 40th chapter, Isaiah realizes that I want you to know that you're going to go through some trouble. It's going to get bad before it gets better. But I want you to be encouraged at the fact that after all the badness is over, after God has allowed himself, has allowed you to go through that, he's going to make things better. The Bible says, Isaiah said, comfort ye, my people. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, crying to her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received the Lord's hand double for all her sins. So Isaiah was telling the people of Israel that you're going to have to go through the consequences of your sins. But now your sin has been pardoned. In other words, it has been forgiven. Because what I realize here, Isaiah is saying that you have been double. You had double trouble for the sin that you have committed. Isaiah said, let me tell you where your hope is coming in at. He says, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crook shall be made straight, and the rough places shall be plain. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. Why? Because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Isaiah realized that God has told me that things are going to get bad before they get better. But be mindful that they are going to get better. For the voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and the godliness there is of the flower of the field. The grass withered, the flower faded, because the spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people themselves are grass. The grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of our God. Isaiah let them know that you're going to go through some trouble, but trouble don't last always. But let me tell you something, that you can lean on the word of God. For the word of God will stand forever. O Zion, thou bringest good tidings. Get thee into the high mountain, O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Isaiah was taking authority. Isaiah would realize that now it's time for us to change from our wicked ways. We got to realize that we were Judah's captives. And we are just merely flesh. But when you think about God, we cannot compare ourselves to God. God is the one that has all power. He's the one that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth all vanity. Yea, they should not be planted. Yea, they should not be sown. But to him then will he be likened unto me, that I shall be equal, said the Holy One. There's nobody that can compare to the Lord our God. Isaiah said God is a great God. He is a God that can count every mountain and every star in the sky. He knows every one of us by name. Isaiah said, has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth their strength. So that lets you know, when you began to get a little weak, God will renew your strength. Don't let nobody tell you that you're not going to be able to make it, because God is on your side. The Bible says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. If you learn how to wait on God, God will come to your rescue. He'll pick you up when you've been knocked down. The Lord will make a way out of no way. He's the best thing that ever happened to us. All we got to do is learn not to depend on human strength. But we got to know that all of our strength, all of our power, come from the Lord our God. God loves us. If we got faith in the power of God, then God will make a way out of no way. Paul put it like this, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who called according to his purpose. I realized that 30 years ago, I was called for the purpose of God to preach the gospel right now in this day and time. In a time such as this, the Lord is still worthy to be praised. God knew my destination. He knew where I was going to end up at. And I stopped by to tell somebody, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? God is on our side. He sits high and he looks down low. I stopped by to tell somebody that God is still in control. I don't care what the doctor say. I don't care what the lawyer say. I don't care what mama and them say. But God is the one that sits high and look down low. When everything go bad in your body, you can call on the name of Jesus. Anybody in the house this morning? Have you ever called on the name of the Lord? And you realize that God was the one. He was the one in control. You told the devil, get thee behind me. I'm going to make you my footstool. I'm not going to let nobody separate me from the love of God. I love God so much that I'm going to run while I got a chance. I'm going to pray while I got a chance. I stop by to tell somebody that God is a mighty good God. God is a healer and a keeper. God is my way out of no way. God is my bridge across deep water. God is my everything. He's my life. He's my joy. He's my salvation. God is the word of God. God is the lily of the valley, the bright in the morning star. God is everything that you need this morning. All you got to do, open up your mouth, call on the name of the Lord, and know that God will stand by your side. If you learn how to wait on God, even though you might faint, you might get weary, you might get weak, but hold on and hold out, because God is your helper. God is your doctor. God is your everything. He will make a way out of no way. God is still in control of all of our lives. God is our reason of being. He is our hope for tomorrow. God is everything that you might need. All you got to do is trust in him. You may get weak. You might even fall. But if you learn how to wait on the power of God, God is the one that will give you the wings of an eagle that you can soar and you can just fly away to higher heights. You can go to another place. Hallelujah, Jesus. Where there be no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more trials and tribulations, no more going to the doctor, no more taking medication. Hallelujah, Jesus. No more scratching your head out. No more getting drunk trying to run your problems away. Hallelujah, Jesus. All you got to do is just trust the power of the mighty God and know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same God that stood here with me 30 years ago, stand with me today. And if he allowed me 30 more years, it'll be the same God that is still in control. God is the one that you need to give reference to. Lift him up. Glorify his name. Don't worry about man, but you lift up the name of Jesus. Because there's something in that name. There's something about that name that'll make a difference in your life. God is your all in all if you allow him to be. Isaiah had a task to try to preach at a time when people didn't want to hear sound doctrine. But because of the commission from God, you got to do what you got to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I find that all of these years later,
There's still folk that don't want to hear sound doctrine. There's folk that want instant religion. There's folk that want a little warmed over sermon, a good hot hymn, and benediction and go home. There's all kind of folk in the world. But one thing that you must know, every man, every woman, got to work out your own soul salvation. You do what you got to do to get closer to God and to know that you are in fellowship with him and that you are yet doing what he would have you to do. God is the best thing that has ever happened to us. And he would do just what he said that he would do.